Here's Adrian. Morning, Adrian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, again, I'd just like to congratulate you on a very good show last night.
You know what? Sometimes I lap the congratulations up, but you see on this one, the congratulations need to go to those people who had cancer and permitted cameras to follow their lives for 12 months.
Yeah,
that's, you know, to do that. It's a very personal thing to allow a TV camera into you when you're essentially dying or fighting for your life. And that's what those people did.
Oh, I know it is. And it was good of them to do that because it exposes, you say, the truth about cancer. As I say, unfortunately, I know every emotion that we're going through. I lost my wife on the 5th of October last year to metastatic breast cancer. So it's nice that you also brought up the subject about the Cancer Drug Fund for Northern Ireland, i.e. the drugs that our sufferers cannot get access to.
Yeah.
Sufferers in England do have access to them through their Cancer Drug Fund. Now, that Cancer Drug Fund, having spoken to oncologists, would cost a total of £6 million per year. That would allow our cancer sufferers access to drugs that at the moment we don't have availability to. Some of those drugs would prolong their lives, give them a better quality of life, and in some instances, as long as the cancer hasn't gone terminal, it would actually definitely save their lives. You know, it just seems, this postcode lottery, it just seems morally wrong.
Yeah, so what do we do about it?
Well, I think we need to put pressure on our politicians. I know that Edwin Poots, the last health minister, was minded, as he said, to reintroduce prescription charges. Now, those prescription charges, again, speaking with the oncologist, this figure came from a survey that was done in 2011, the £6 million. I automatically thought that by this time it would have increased, and he said, no, it's still around that figure, and that prescription charges would raise about £12 million a year. And that would easily cover that, and then with some despair, as you can appreciate. So it's one way of doing it. But, I mean, you know, I would gladly contribute, and I'm sure families, you know, going through the experiences that I went through and those that are going through at the moment would gladly do the same. And also not the general public.
When your wife was ill, Adrian, was there a particular drug that could have helped her that was available in England?
No, Stephen. The only drug they could administer Sandra on this particular occasion was a chemotherapy drug called vinorelbine, and it was quite obvious that after 2 to 3 treatments that it wasn't working. From the diagnosis that it was terminal, she died within 6.5 weeks.
6.5 weeks from diagnosis?
Yes. Now, having said that, Stephen, our story began 17 years ago this summer. She first contacted breast cancer. Then the surgery and the post-treatment was very successful, and we had 15 clear years. So I'd like people to understand that it's not a death sentence, you know, that they can't survive for quite a long time. Then unfortunately, the sort of story gets worse. In 2012, her sister was diagnosed with lung cancer. Now, they do say that sometimes a severe shock, sort of real trauma like that, can kick this off again. So in the spring of 2013, Sandra's cancer returned. This time it was quite a fair bit more severe, so she had to have a mastectomy. They did chemotherapy treatment, and again, they were quite happy that it had all been successful, but it had spread to her liver, and she was diagnosed in August of last year and passed away on the 5th of October.
What does it make you think about life?
It's precious, you know, that live every moment. You know, the things you look back on, there's some regrets, but you wish you'd done this and done that, and your plans for the future are all, they've all gone.
It's hard, isn't it, until it happens to you, I guess, to realise that. Because we you know, I've heard that before, and yet you go back and you're caught up in the rat race and you're caught up in worrying about stuff that you don't need to worry about.
Yeah, well, just as the people in the programme last night portrayed, you just got to get on with life. You know, the person that's suffering from it themselves, they set the standard. And as you saw, as you've seen, they're so courageous. So everyone just rose in behind that, and we all try to stay as positive as we can.
I think something you just touched on finally there, Adrian. Let's remember that with cancer, there is hope, and there's an increasing justification for hope. Obviously, some cancers will kill you.
Yes.
But increasingly, as medicine advances, and look at the fantastic job that Queen's University is doing, for example.
Yes, of course.
You know, they're world leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that phrase, world leaders in the advancement of technology and research and medicine research, medical research that actually helps to save lives with people associated with cancer, suffering from cancer around the world. And that's one of our universities here on our doorstep.
And I have nothing but praise for those people and the staff that treated my wife for all those years, and I have nothing but praise for them. But it's a bit of a contradiction that we have world-leading, you know, people doing all these research and that, and they do great work, as I've said, but yet of all, you know, in this little part of the world, we cannot get access to some of those drugs for our cancer sufferers. It's just a bit, I think it's just morally wrong.
What would you say to the health minister this morning?
I would say that I know this subject has been broached, but it's probably sitting on the back burner. And I know that Jim Wales apparently is also minded to, you know, have a good look at this. I would urge him to do it, you know, because you don't. I don't want to politicise this at all, but it is an election year. And, you know, as you're aware, there are thousands, tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of people affected by this damnable disease. And, you know, if we can put any sort of pressure on them that way to do the right thing, I think we should.